Hello guys, welcome to the Unboxing Podcast. I hope you enjoy every bit of this broadcast, and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to get more out of this broadcast. You know, it's very logical for me to start this episode with an apology for being MIA for months and being unable to record. And I wouldn't want to bore anybody with the excuses and gory details of whatever it was that happened that I was unable to record. But then I want to apologize. I'm apologizing to everybody who had expected me to drop episodes of this podcast. And I promise I'm going to do better. That being said, boys and girls, you're welcome to this episode of the Unboxing Podcast. It's the month of November and it's the month of November and it's the second to the last month of the year. Honestly speaking, you can't blame me. I can't wait for this year to be done with, because it came with a lot of issues. It came with, like, it's been a roller coaster for everybody, especially people living in Nigeria. Talk about the price of fuel, talk about the hike in the prices of everything. Talk about, like, it's wild. I think everybody deserves his flowers. If you've been in Nigeria or you've stayed in Nigeria throughout this year, honestly speaking, you deserve your flowers. Now, since it's the month of November and this is my first time recording in months, I think I want to do better. Since it's the month of November and I have not recorded in months, I think I would be making it a weekly podcast. I think I have what it takes currently to make it a weekly podcast. I think I have shed out most of the workload I had and all the issues I had with time and recording and trying to match recording with my schedules. So I think, yeah, I'll be able to make it a weekly podcast. So our topic for discussion this week is not something so abstract. It's something we relate to. It's something we've come in contact with. It's something that most of us have indulged in. And that is sexting and sharing of nudes online. Personal nudes, of course, online. And this episode is not trashing anybody or telling anybody not to or to send nudes online, because I think sharing of nudes online currently in this generation is almost as healthy as having sex or having every other thing that is associated with sex. And you can't tell people to or not to do what they want to do with their bodies. But then gradually, you could see that a lot of people are taking advantage of these things, more or less like sharing people's private photos with other people and all of those issues. And on this episode, we're going to be discussing the etiquettes to sharing nudes online and also how you could protect yourself as a person who is giving out his or her nudes outside. So, initially, this episode it was supposed to be just me, but eventually I was able to get a friend of mine on the podcast, and it's someone who we were supposed to have started this podcast thingy together. I remember earlier last year we were discussing about podcasts, and then he was like, yeah, let's do a podcast together. But then somehow issues came about, and then gratefully I was able to get him on this before I could go far. So I'm gonna let him introduce himself. He's gonna blew his trumpet by himself, because I may not do justice to the person who is about to speak currently. So the floor is yours.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, my name is Mango. I'm currently in Abuja. So, yes, like he said, we were supposed to like start this podcast ages ago, but because of our schedules, it has been on mute. Mm-hmm. Or should I say on hold. Mm-hmm. But I'm honored to be his guest for today's talk, and I hope this continues on and not just like in one time thing.
Yeah. So Michael, how is Abuja treating you right now?
Well, I would say when I came back, it was like a bit weird. People were like acting as if I've not been here before. But But recently I've had my own chance of like a little bit of enjoyment, even if I'm an introvert. I got someone that was like dragging me out to like go to places and all that, so I did enjoy my time.
Okay, that's cool. And then with the economic crisis, because earlier I was just speaking about how 2023 has taken a toll on everybody, especially myself, talking about the financial issues. And so how have you been coping with those things? And of course it's Abuja, and then the prices of stuff have always been expensive in Abuja. So how have you been coping?
Oh my God. So before coming to Abuja, I didn't realize how bad it was here. Because I schooled in Calabar, so I was in Calabar. I was like, okay, my sister was telling me when I'm coming, I should prepare myself that this is what is happening, the chaos happening here. And I thought it wasn't like that big, you get. So when I came here, I was like, what the hell? What's happening? Am I allowed to curse?
Do what you need to.
Okay. I was like, what the hell? Why is the price of things so cost, especially transportation? And I'm not the kind of person, not to brag, but I'm not the kind of person that use public transport. I get anxiety from public transportations. So it's just insane. It's insane here. I wouldn't advise anybody to come here with the budget of like maybe 500,000 if you want to like date. You get. You have to come with like millions if you really want to like enjoy this Abuja.
Anyways, thank you very much. So initially we were discussing on sharing of nudes and sexting online, and yes, and then something about it is that it's very common in this generation. You can't remove it from this generation. It has become as healthy as actually involving yourself in sexual activities. You understand? And then some people kind of go out of their way to make these things hard. It's supposed to be easy, it's supposed to be a thing of fun. But people have now taken it upon themselves to make it hard for other people by doing things they shouldn't do with people's nude pictures.
Moons,
So basically today on this podcast, we want to be talking about the etiquettes and ways you could protect yourself from all these nude issues that happen online, where you see there are even websites that keep people's nudes, all that kind of
Right.
stuff. So that's today's topic.
Insane. It's honestly insane how we have managed to like come from the era of shaming people for nudes into the era of sharing people nudes and then shaming them for it. It's ridiculous. I'm
It
so scared
is.
of Twitter. Like, I'm really so scared of Twitter. I can't go on Twitter and then start having sexual conversations with people or any conversations that isn't meaningful. Because Twitter is an app, or should I call it X now? It's an app that people all of a sudden will start screenshotting your chats and then posting it for their moods, for their mutuals, their followers to like see. It's so embarrassing and scary. And I don't know it. When it comes to nudes, I can't. If I'm chatting on Twitter and you ask for my nude, I'm sorry, I'm not giving it to you.
So yeah, that's one thing. This is Michael who does not give his nudes for anything. So now, Michael, let's say you're talking to people who want to give their nudes now because apparently it could be a thing of fun. So yeah, we are talking to people who want to give their nudes right now. So are there any etiquettes, like are there any rules you think people should follow when giving their nudes out or when receiving nudes? Are there etiquettes you think that should be laid down for these things?
Obviously there are rules, but with those rules, they are never ever bound to like not break.
That's
You
one.
get. Because if for now, I can advise them and be like, oh, if you want to share nudes, share them on Snapchat for the once view thing, or share them on and WhatsApp or Telegram for the once view thing, right? Or see, some people are crazy. Some people have two phones.
That's
You
true.
get. Some people have two phones. Me, for example, I have two phones, but I would never do that kind of thing. But I'm just saying. Some people, they have two phones, and they can easily just take a picture of their nudes with their other phone and do whatever they want to do with it, while you are the other end and be like, oh, I'm protected. There's nothing they can do about it.
That's true. That's very
So,
true.
my main advice is that if you want to send someone, send them with your whole chest.
Yes.
Let it be something that you are proud of, you can back up, you can do, you can, like, don't give a fuck about it. If somebody wants to,
Yes.
like, listen to blackmail you, you get. So yeah,
So
my advice, if you are not, if you feel like you don't want to send us to the president, then don't. Honestly, it's not worth it. They will not come and marry you.
so that's actually 2 points. That's real. The first thing is that you can never be too safe. You can never be too secure. So when you send your nudes, just know that, okay, I'm doing this and anything could happen. Have an open mind of the outcome of sending your nudes. And secondly, when you are in
Exactly.
doubt, when you're in doubt, you should abstain.
Exactly.
Yes, those are two. And I think consent should be another thing. Of course, I think you don't go out sending unsolicited nudes to people or receiving. Imagine like you're just sitting and then you just see someone's nudes from nowhere and it's going to be like, okay, you're
Is
not.
there, like, what?
Exactly. So I think consent should be another etiquette. You should, and you shouldn't pressure people, or you shouldn't and put them in a spot where they have to send you notes, or you have to give them notes at all costs, or misrepresentation too. You misrepresent yourself as somebody who you are not to get notes. I think that should be another
Yeah.
too, right?
Yes. Like, let me not try to make this about me, and then he went ahead and make it about him. But let me not try to make this about me. When it comes to, like, nudes, my options are very, very wild. Okay. Oh, no, not wild, but wide. Like, yeah, my options are very wide. Like, if someone comes to me and we are chatting or vibing, and he asks for nudes, if I see a future with that person, I will not send them nude.
Okay, why is that?
I don't know why that, I don't know if it's crazy. Like, if I see a future with that person and be like, oh, I would like to date this person, I will not send them nudes. I'll be like, no, it's so embarrassing. Like, let's not do that. Let's enjoy the moment you get. I don't want to send you. But then if I see somebody I don't see a future with, and they ask for nude and we are vibing, I will just send it to them. I'll be like, it's not a big deal. I'll just send it to them, you get. But then again, if I see somebody and I don't like at all, and even if we are vibing, I may not send them notes, even if they ask for it. I don't know. It's just my head will be spinning. I'm like, oh, am I for this or am I for that?
I
So,
get
do
it.
you think that's a confusing thing, or is that a thing that people
Look,
do?
I think it's a thing of principle, and
Okay.
you don't have to be like everybody. You do not have to conform. As long as you're not comfortable with something, I think it's valid. So long as this is the principle you set for yourself, and it doesn't hurt anybody, I think it's valid and it should be applicable.
Okay, thank you for that.
And also, another etiquette should be that we should respect people's privacy. We
Oh,
shouldn't be not
yes.
sending, not like, okay, someone sends you nude and then you're sharing it with your whole WhatsApp group chat or your best
I'm
friend.
charged.
Personally, I think that should be a felony. I think
Yes. I think it is. I think it is.
it's a felony, right?
Yes, I think it is. Because I see people on Twitter be like, oh, you share my news, I'm going to, like, five or so thing. I don't, I'm like, okay, I'm not a
And how many times have you seen those things really go to court in Nigeria?
I mean, it's Nigeria.
It's Nigeria.
If you know, you
It's Nigeria. I love
know.
that realization. But
If
really,
you know, you know.
I think they should take it seriously. It should be it's since it's a felony, we should take it seriously. We should respect people's privacy.
Yeah.
When people give you their notes, you're expected to watch or see and delete, or even if you're not going to delete it, you should keep it in a safe space in such a way that you wouldn't have to like expose that person to other people who he or she is not comfortable sharing those notes with.
Exactly.
So I think this should be this, and we are not limiting the etiquette to this, but then I think these are the things I was able to come up with, and especially with those you've added, those are the etiquettes that should guide sharing of nudes online. Now we're going to move to, how do you think people could safely share their nudes online? Like, how could they make it safe? Okay, as you said earlier, it can never be too safe. It can never be too safe. But then definitely there should be some kind of like measures you put around it in such a way that, okay, it's going to mitigate your loss. You understand?
Okay. Yeah. If you want to share news to someone in a very, very safe way,
mm-hmm.
and this is something that we've been telling people for ages, but some people still ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Do not add any recognition places in your body.
Exactly.
To that nude.
Yes.
Your face will be there. If you wear a certain kind of bead, pull mm-hmm. it out.
Yes.
If you have tattoos, don't show that part. Yes. Like, there are lots of things that you can avoid while sending nudes. Yeah. So when you get linked, you can easily just deny and be like, oh, no, that's not me. Or you can tell the person, there's no way you can prove that's me.
Mm-hmm.
And just, mm-hmm. you know, dead there.
Yeah, so the first thing is that you should cover all those specific things that you could be identified with, and and also birthmarks, those things that that's this person. Yeah, we should do that. And I think cropping out your photo shoot, like your face, should be something.
Mm-hmm. Since...
yeah, like cut out
some
your
people face. Are just wow.
Since the person in question. You are sending the notes to already knows who you are. Please imagine it. Picture me in your head. It doesn't have to be there.
Do you get?
So cutting out your head should be something. You should crop out your head of the picture or the nude video. Yes. Or use something. You could use emojis or whatever it is.
Stickers or whatever.
Yes. And then I also think you should this is weird, but I think you should watermark your nude pictures. Especially either.
I don't think so. Is that necessary?
Okay. Here are my reasons. I feel like, especially when you're sending your nudes to a number of people, maybe not one person, maybe there are five people you are feeling at the moment, and then you want to send your nudes to those five people, and then you took this banging picture, and then you feel like, oh my goodness, I need to send this thing. And then you send it to all five. You send it to all five of them. And then eventually... either of those people could leak out your pictures and you could be somewhere on the internet. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
So I feel like watermark. So if you are sending this nude to Joel, you write on the picture, Joel, watermark his name on it. Or let's say it's Joanne, you watermark. Exactly. So when the nudes eventually leak out, you know who exactly is taking your pictures out. Since you said you could be prosecuted for that. That should be evidence for something. That should count. And if the person is trying to like clean off the watermark or something like that, he or she would end up ruining the picture and exactly. So I think watermark should be another thing. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Yeah. That's a really, really great idea. But you see why I didn't like think about that, because I don't really I don't really chat with people. Like, people will be like, oh, your DM is banging. Like, okay. Yeah. I mean, it is, but not. I don't really feel into the energy to that. So I cannot like be like, oh, I'm sending like 5 people nudes or like 10 people nudes. Maybe mm-hmm. I'm talking to like 2 people or a person. People will never know. But with the watermark thing, mm-hmm. when you want to put the watermark in your nudes, it should be like different places for different people.
Mm-hmm. So exactly.
Yeah. So you know who and who will be like, oh, you just need to, like, okay, you're sending one link to Anna. You put like a name on your arm, your left arm. So it's like, oh, this name linked, and she covered that watermark. You know, oh, this is Anna.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, we should be detectives. This is so smart. Okay,
right.
I also learned something. Okay, your environment matters. For example, you've been taking pictures in your room, and people could actually have said, okay, this is Michael's room. Please, if you want to take that nude, redecorate the room or go and take it elsewhere.
Or better still, get a new bed sheet for nudes or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
Like, you want to take, just get a new bed sheet or go to the bathroom. A lot of people's bathroom don't look kind of the same. So, you know, just be creative. Be creative when you want to do shit like that. Because
just
the world we're living in is Gen Z. Gen Z, we are not smiling. A lot of them are so wicked. And once they get rejected once, they feel like the world is against them and they want to like find some kind of way to get back at you.
Yeah.
Stupid.
It's wrong. It's I get that. So the environment still matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know. I also learned of use of discrete apps. Should that count? The use of
discrete, use of what?
Discrete apps, like those apps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I learned that there's this app called Discrete. It's spelled DISKRIT. Okay. Yes. So I learned that the app controls, as you earlier pointed out, Sev, people can actually have two phones and all that kind of stuff like that. So
yeah.
This discrete app is more or less like it has, it's one time view is kind of enhanced.
Okay.
Yeah, you could access the person's phone from your own phone and delete your pictures from the person's phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I learned of that earlier. So I think use of discrete apps, just you mentioned Snapchat too.
Yeah,
one-time view. So I think that should also count for something, don't you?
But with discrete app, is it that the person, both of you, do you have to like have the app together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you install the app and the other person is there, there's some kind of settings that will link to the two phones together.
Yes, I think so, something like that. And then
that's
could,
a lot of-
yeah, and you could control when the person sees the picture and how long the person sees the picture, and if the person eventually saves the picture, you could delete them.
No, Telegram already has something like that.
Okay. So yeah, we could just bring a lot of those apps, as long as basically you don't have to use this particular app. But then I think the technology that the app has is what we're talking about. So whatsoever app it is, as long as it has that technology, as we said, these things do not just cancel the fact that your news can be on the net, it can be on the gram at any point.
Yeah.
But then it kind of mitigates it. It makes it harder. Let's say if it had an 80% chance of happening, it could be reduced to like, let's say, a 40.
Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah, I understand.
I think that is one. Do you have any more?
I have one in my head right now, but it's something that has not been invented yet.
Bring it on. Come on. So, Michael the inventor.
So basically, if someone sends you nudes, when it appears on your phone, there should be like this sensor around it. So when other cameras are pointed at it, you will be able to capture what's on the phone. You get, before the person sends it as nude, they can mark it and be like, oh, this is a sensitive, you know, photo.
Yeah.
Like the way Twitter does, when you want to like post anything, they will give you an option if it's sensitive or not. And they block it from people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when person send you, mark it first and be like, oh, this is the same. It should be on all apps, all chatting apps that can send pictures. You mark it down that, oh, this is a sensitive post, and then the thing appears on the pictures, but your naked eyes can see it, right? When someone else points the cameras at it, it will not display on their phone.
Yeah.
Like, that's something I feel like would end this era of news sharing online.
Okay.
That would definitely end it.
So with all this stress, okay, you initially said that personally you do not really share your nudes like that because of these fears. But then with all these issues and all these things you have to put in place, taking it into consideration that people who share nudes are doing it because of the fun of it, right? Do you think it's worth it? Do you think the fun is worth the stress?
Well, that's a tricky question because I can't speak for everybody.
Yeah, you are not speaking. This is personal. That is why I ask, do you feel it's your own feeling? It doesn't really apply to everybody. It doesn't even apply to me. It's just what Michael feels.
About nudes sharing, if it's worth it.
Yeah, not like it being worth it. Considering the the dangers of sharing it, and the all these things we've listed, the etiquette and all the things you have to put in place to get yourself safe.
Yeah.
Do you think it's worth it?
For me to answer, I'm a liberal, so I'm very indecisive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have like two parts for this.
Yeah, you should lay them all out.
Yeah, we should learn to embrace ourselves, our sexuality, and everything that comes with it. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't like slut shame, body shame.
Yeah.
Or you get.
Mm-hmm.
So. And we are also living in an era when being slut shame or sex stick shame or all that is like reducing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like with that being said or happening already,
mm-hmm.
it's worth it. It's worth sending out your nudes to like people that you really vibe with.
Okay.
But at the same time, there are some troglodytes, meaning people that are not really sensible, people that still live in the past.
Mm-hmm.
There are some troglodytes that wants to still, you know, continue with this nurturing without permission and trying to like blackmail people.
Yeah.
At the same time, I feel like if it's people like that you're vibing with, it's not worth sharing your notes to. So it's basically just the way you vibe with people and the kind of people you vibe with that determines if it's worth sharing your notes to or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a long answer, but that's what I would say.
That's very understandable. But then talking about the civilization in Nigeria and how this generation is moving, I think Nigeria is a bit backwards towards those things.
A bit. Let's try backwards.
Yeah, something like that. Because I remember Esther Raphael, Booba Girl, I was going through her pictures yesterday. Okay, her videos actually on Facebook. And I could still see people slut shaming her for something that happened months ago.
Facebook are under the rocks. Anybody that's still on Facebook, anyone?
Okay, I need to hide my face.
No. I'm on Facebook, but I don't go there like too far. I don't go there like all that. I recently downloaded Facebook on my iPhone.
Okay.
4 days ago, just because I wanted to change my profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not shaming people that are using Facebook, but mm-hmm. I'm just shaming the ones that are still using Facebook as if it's Twitter or Instagram. Like,
yeah, okay, I get it.
Well, yeah, continue what you're saying.
Well, Michael, I think we have spoken of everything, and we've even added more than, I never thought this conversation was going to go more than this, but then it has gone bigger than what I actually imagined or what I knew. And of course, with your invention of the camera and all those kind of stuff, it's entertaining and kind of educative. So I think people should really learn these things, especially the rules or the etiquettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should learn the etiquettes. And then also they should, as much as possible, try to protect themselves.
I just have a little bit of something to say before we end this thing about this sharing.
Yes, yes.
So, audience, listen to me. If you want to send your news, mm-hmm. use WhatsApp or Telegram or Instagram.
Okay.
These are the three apps I would also Snapchat as well. Okay. These are the four apps I would advise you to use. Telegram mm-hmm. and Snapchat, more preferable, top two.
Okay.
Because with Telegram, you can delete any conversation at any time. It doesn't have its duration like WhatsApp.
Yeah.
You get.
Mm-hmm.
You can delete anything at any time. And you can also send a once view, you know, post. And they will not even allow you screenshot it. You get. Telegram does not allow that.
Yeah.
Snapchat has the same thing. If you screenshot it, they will tell the person, they will notify the person, oh, this person screenshotted this and that.
Yes.
So use Telegram or Snapchat. These are the top two apps I would advise anyone. Don't use WhatsApp. WhatsApp is dying slowly. Use Telegram or Snapchat. So yeah, that's what I just want to say.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael, for your contribution. And
you're welcome.
I would love us to have these things some other time whenever you are ready and ready to come about on the podcast.
No problem. I'll be honored to.
Thank you very much. So
thanks for having me.
Okay.
So, boys and girls, thank you for listening to this episode of the Unboxing Podcast. I hope it was informative and Don't forget to subscribe, share, and drop a comment. And until I see you again next week with newer topics to be discussed.